I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, how much is that doggy in the window? If you're looking for a purebred dog, you might want to get one directly from a breeder so you can see that the mother dog is healthy, which means she probably has healthy pups. Too often, pet store animals come from puppy mills, which produce animals in large numbers with little regard for the proper care of the breeding animals and no concern for the health of their litters. And, of course, there are animal shelters where you can find some spectacular dogs, even some purebreds for a modest adoption fee. But the true cost of a dog is not the cost to acquire it, but the cost to keep it year after year. A friend tells me she has 3 dogs and spends about $90 a month for dog food. That's about $1 a day to feed 1 dog. Add to that the cost for annual vaccinations and veterinary care, heartworm prevention, flea and tick treatments, not to mention collars or harnesses, leashes, treats, toys. So really, that $1 a day for dog food is just the starting point, but almost any dog owner will tell you it's worth every penny to have a great companion that's friendly, trustworthy, loyal, one that is there for you around the clock. When you think about it, that pretty well describes Alabama Public Radio. It really is a loyal companion following you all around the state, there for you around the clock whenever you want to tune in or log on to enjoy classical music, great interviews, fun game shows. And trustworthy? Where else can you hear award-winning news that is so clear and unbiased? Is that worth $1 a day to you? For what it takes to feed 1 dog, you can help ensure quality programming right here on APR. It takes a caring owner to make a great pet, and it takes caring listeners to make a great public radio station. You can be part of what makes it great by caring enough to go online to APR.org and make a contribution today when you're speaking of Alabama Public Radio.